He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the July 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's one of those days that maybe you just want to go back to bed and sleep in today. The markets are getting whacked about 1%, 1.2%, 1.3%, depending on which index you're looking at right now. The S&P 500 is down 15 points. That's 0.8%. The S&P 500 is at 1,957 right now. The Dow, well, 17,000, obviously a thing of the past here. And, you know, it's just not unusual to see a market cross over a milestone and then to see a sell-off thereafter. The Dow is at 16,858. The Dow is down 132 points. That works out to 0.8%. The NASDAQ is down 49 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,370. The NASDAQ down 1.2% right now. Gold is up. Well, that figures. Gold's up about $20 per ounce today. I sent out a lot of tweets yesterday about gold. In fact, when we get done with the market here, I'm going to talk about the major takeaways from the market yesterday after diving beneath the surface all day, finally surfacing for air about a half an hour after the market closed. I just want to show you what I observed yesterday down there. Crude oil is down another 0.8%, 102.55. Of course, it was 106 recently, almost 107. I believe it crossed over 107. Bonds are getting a bid today. Bonds at 1.65. That's where the 10-year yield is right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have M302 rockets with 93-mile range striking in the heart of Israel. We have Israel firing back with, I believe, rocket about every 10 minutes back towards the Gaza Strip. And now we finally have a new worry. Well, let's go through the old worries. There's still some more here. The Donetsk airport, heavy smoke scene. If you don't know where Donetsk is, that's in Russia. Well, that's in Ukraine. And the Russians and the Ukrainians are at it again. And ISIL continues to advance from the north, headed towards Baghdad. In fact, they were in Nineveh yesterday, smashing the tomb of Jonah, who was swallowed by a whale many years ago. That's where all of this is headed right now. Now we've got a new one to add to the bag of tricks, of turmoil. We're going to add Banco Espiritu, but not Santander, Banco Espiritu. All right. That is a big bank, the biggest bank in Portugal, Banco Espiritu Santo. And the Portuguese market all of a sudden has got problems. The biggest bank in Portugal looks like it's going down, and it will need bankruptcy protection. You know, it was just 1 week ago that we were crowing about the Dow crossing over the 17,000 line for the first time in its history. And in fact, that was the title of my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I send it out every weekend. The title was 17,000. I wasn't exactly crowing about it. If anything, the subject was in the newsletter was, hey, it's time to sit up and take notice. It always makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up just a little bit when I see glowing headlines about the market. And it always makes you stop and wonder, is this as good as it gets? And of course, yesterday I mentioned a very sudden risk-off move in the market that began on Monday. Sometimes these risk-off moves seemingly come out of nowhere. The risk-off move back in March of this year came from nowhere. I mean, Janet Yellen slipped out two words 6 months, and that started the wheels in motion. That greased the skids, and then, of course, Henry Waxman questioned the price of a new drug for hepatitis C made by Gilead Sciences out of Foster City, California. And that really sent the high PE stocks into a tailspin. They finally landed on their feet about 6, 7, 8 weeks after that, started going sideways, and they've been in recovery mode until Monday of this week. And all of a sudden, risk started coming off of the table. And yesterday, I likened it to a poker player who all of a sudden takes his chips, puts his arms around them, pulls them back in, takes them off the bet line, and puts them into the safe harbor in front of his lap until he feels like the risk favors him once again. And yesterday I pointed to Israel, which if you don't know, if you don't follow the news, sometimes people know who's got the latest Emmy Award and what the Kardashians are doing and what Justin Bieber is up to, and they have no idea what's going on between Hamas, Palestinians, Israel, the Gaza Strip, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv right now. Israel has no interest whatsoever in a ceasefire. As long as bombs and rockets are being lobbed into their country, they're not going to initiate a ceasefire. That has to stop. Someone has to stop. Who's going to stop? Right now, nobody's going to stop, and it's escalating. And I pointed to Iraq yesterday, which continues to bubble and gurgle, and there seems to be no plan. We've sent over 300 people, 700 people, 800 people. I don't know. Is that enough to stop a freight train called ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant? I highly doubt it. And we're in the midst of earnings season. Okay, that's always a volatile time anyways. It got off to a good start with Alcoa being the first one to report. Nobody's reported since then. We had a couple of warnings yesterday. That's not helping the action in the market today. We had a warning, and I've been telling you to avoid these retailers. The retailers are not doing well. There was a time when Tractor Supply was a great stock to own, and I made a lot of money in Tractor Supply. I probably sold it a year ago. And now I see it plunging as they continue to warn, and I've seen other retailers. In fact, I assembled a short list of retailers that are in big trouble right now. The Container Store, Beeb Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, TGI Fridays, Potbelly, Tractor Supply, Cachet, Aeropostale, all of these retail stocks are plunging into the depths of Hades right now. I wouldn't touch a consumer discretionary stock right now. Now we have something else to chew our fingernails over. Banco Espirito Santo in Portugal. Yeah, Portugal's not a major player in the world economy, but it is a player in the EU, in Europe. And is Europe going to have to come through and bail out another country over there in Club Med? The Portuguese market is now down 11% in the last few days. Believe it or not, there's an ETF, PGAL, PGAL, that tracks the Portuguese market. And you can look at it and see the sell-off that's occurred there and that's occurring again today. All of a sudden, Club Med back in the headlines. This is not good. The Portuguese market again down 11% in the last few days. Now let's turn to the turmoil indicator for a moment. In my book, the turmoil indicator is gold. I've had no interest in gold over the last 3 years. Gold has been going down for the last 3 years, big time, while the market has been going up significantly. I am now interested in gold stocks once again. Here are a few observations from my trip through the market yesterday. I noticed several gold stocks on the move. I noticed Barrick Gold, the blue chip of gold stocks, on the move yesterday. I noticed Tahoe Gold, A little gold stock, or a little, actually, silver stock hitting new highs yesterday. And I noticed the exchange-traded fund, GDX, which covers the gold miners, which I've had no interest in for several months, or several years now, all of a sudden waking up. The gold indicator seems to indicate that there's turmoil in the world and that thinks it's going to increase. Gold is on the move. The bull market is 5 years, 4 months old. I've been invested throughout this entire time. But I'm getting just a little bit nervous here as I watch gold and this various turmoil in the world. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, turmoil. You never know what you're going to wake up to. So I went to bed last night, looked at the stock futures. That's always what I do, you know, before I go to bed, is check the stock futures and where they're going to open up the following morning. They seem to be okay. There was nothing out of the ordinary. There was nothing about Portugal in the news. But then you just never know. You know, you wake up and you hear, oh, boy, the stock futures are down big today. Oh, boy, can't wait to go to work. And you find out what it's all about. And you deal with it. And the main thing is you have to decide whether or not it is a one-off. Or whether it's something temporary that will blow over. You have to remember to keep things in perspective. The bull market is 5 years, 4 months old. We've had lots of threats to the bull market along the way. Numerous threats to the bull market along the way. And throughout every single bout of turmoil and every threat that's come along, in the newsletter on the weekend, I've wrote, this is not the big one. For the last 5 years, 3 months, 4 months, stay in the market. And I've been right. Oh, there's been times when I've been cautious. And I've raised a little yellow flag along the way. And I've raised a little cash along the way. Maybe I've even added one or two little inverse funds along the way. But I've been fully invested. And I will not be fully invested forever. A new bear market will appear at some point in the future. And every time there's a new threat to the market, you have to step back and say, is this the big one? Well, you know, we've got a little bit of extra turmoil in the world right now. I heard John McCain yesterday say that in all his years, and he's had a few years on this planet, and some testy years for him, I guess. He's never seen more hot spots in the world than he sees today. More turmoil, tumultuous areas of the world than he sees today. And it's showing up, obviously, in the market from day to day. But I always have to ask myself, is this the big one? And so far, we haven't seen the big one. We haven't seen the erosion in the market. I remain invested as of now. I'm a cautious investor right now. I'm a vigilant investor right now. Every day when we get done here with the radio show, I put on my mask, my fins, my snorkel, my wetsuit, and I dive down underneath the surface of the market. And I see what I can see that the most people don't have the time or the inclination or the desire to go down and see. Sometimes I come up with old rusty anchors or old rusty tires with barnacles all over them. Other times I come up with big juicy lobsters or other such tasty crustaceans. And other times it's just observations. Let me give you a couple of observations from yesterday. In fact, when I got done with my little run yesterday on the harbor, I came back and I told my crew, I said, here's my three takeaways from what I saw underneath the water today. Number one, Randgold Resources, G-O-L-D, gold. Number two, Tahoe Resources, T-A-H-O, a silver miner. And number three, Barrick Gold. ABX. Why did I mention those three? Because all three were breaking out to the upside yesterday and catching my attention, and I sent out tweets to such effect. In fact, at the end of the day, I sent out a tweet that said, here's my three big takeaways from today's market. And it was those three precious metal stocks, and here's why. Let's begin with the first one. Let's begin with Rand Gold, G-O-L-D. Let's see how it's doing today. There it is, breaking out, which it hasn't been breaking out for a long, long time. Rand Gold is headquartered in the United Kingdom. It's an $8.2 billion company that is engaged in the exploration and development of gold properties primarily in Mali and Côte d'Ivoire. I would have to say that that's probably the Ivory Coast. The sector that they're in is precious metals. In fact, you can click on the app on the sector precious metals and see what comes up. See what are the top ranked stocks in that sector. In fact, just for fun, let's do a little exercise here. Let's open up the app for today here, which did all its updating yesterday. Let's go scroll down to the precious metals sector. There it is right there, precious metals sector. Let's click on it. Let's open it up. What's the number one precious metals ranked stock? Rand Gold. Number 553 out of 3,800, but it's the number one ranked within the precious metals universe. And here's why. Well, I can see the chart. It's breaking out to new highs. That always helps. You know, it has not done that well over the last 3 years while gold has been in a funk. Rand Gold's averaged only 2% per year while the market's averaged 13.6% per year. But all of a sudden, the stock has woken up. It's up 43% so far. Well, let's see, 2014, yeah, 41.3% so far this year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 43% while the market's up just 19%. All of a sudden, you've had gold stocks that have been underperforming the market by a long shot for the last 3 years. In fact, if you go back a month ago, check this out. Rand Gold was ranked number 3,458. Today it's ranked number 553. That's a big move up in rank. It's showing up in the stock chart. That's a beautiful stock chart on Rand Gold. I like nice stock charts. Now let's look at the valuation of the shares. Rand Gold is currently trading. By the way, the symbol is gold, G-O-L-D. I'm not making a recommendation here. I'm giving an example of what is becoming a best stock now. Rand Gold is now trading at 19 times forward earnings. Now, that's pretty cheap for a gold miner. I have a 5-year target price of 135. The stock's currently trading at 89. I think my target price is going to go a little bit higher here, because gold prices are going higher. The commodity that they sell is moving up. If you look at my recent tweets here, I said my biggest takeaway, this is yesterday, from today's action, were gold, G-O-L-D, Tahoe, T-A-H-O, and ABX. I will talk about it on tomorrow's show. That was what I tweeted yesterday. And here I am on today's show talking about it. G-O-L-D, Rand Gold. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our boy, just when you think things are going well and we're hitting new highs and all is love in the world. Well, it's never all is love in the world. There's always some kind of strife or turmoil somewhere. And it seems to be getting worse, doesn't it? We seem to be moving towards some kind of cataclysmic event. Ukraine. You got smoke rising from the airport there in Donetsk today. You've got the ISIL continuing to advance on Iraq, Baghdad in particular. You have the Israelis and the Palestinians with Hamas as a third player there going at it in the Middle East. And that just seems to be escalating by the day. And the turmoil indicator, without question, is gold. I mean, gold loves turmoil. and it's a good turmoil indicator. Oil is also a good turmoil indicator, especially with troubles in the Middle East. If it were not for the shale production here in the United States of America and the fracking boom taking place, Lord only knows where oil prices would be and where gasoline prices would be today. I would have to believe that they would be a heck of a lot higher. And not only that, we would be pretty much dependent. We would be dependent on other countries for 60% of our oil. Well, we're only 25% dependent today, and it's my belief that we should continue to move towards being 100% independent in case we had to be. I see nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, the turmoil indicator, the real turmoil indicator, is gold. And you know that I have been a bear, an absolute bear on gold over the last 3 years. And what has gold done during that period of time? Well, let's just take a look at the commodity. In fact, I wrote an article about this recently. And it was basically giving the reasons why I have not owned gold. Over the last 3 years, while the market's been going up 13.6% per year as measured by the S&P 500, gold has been going down by 5% per year. That was a good call to not be involved in gold. Let's take a look at silver, which is SLV. Boy, it's handy to have a little app here that I can look at and get these right at the tip of my fingers. You know what? Silver has done even worse than gold, way worse than gold. Silver has gone down by 17% per year over the last 3 years, while the market's gone up by 13.6. That's a 30-point differential. That's a big differential between one of the best performing assets and one of the worst performing assets. But you know what? Things change, don't they? I said last year that eventually this run in the small cap U.S. stocks and the biotechs will come to an end and new leaders will emerge. All right? Yeah, well, it happens. And I also said that, at some point in time, I do believe that gold will come into favor again. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves, is this just a temporary move into gold until things blow over? And then you have to ask yourself, how quickly will things blow over? I'm not so sure about that. There seems to be very little plan to stop the onslaught of ISIL in the Middle East. There seems to be absolutely no interest whatsoever in a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians. And there seems to be an increasingly angry political rhetoric right here in the United States of America. Look at the big face-off we had in Texas this week between Rick Perry and President Obama. It seems to be getting uglier by the day, and we're seeing it show up in the turmoil indicator of gold. Well, gold has got my attention again. And as I dove down beneath the surface of the market yesterday, which seemed placid on the surface, it's a good day in the market. We had a really good day in the market. Of course, we're giving it all back up today. That's the nature of the beast. You have to take a longer-term approach to the market. If you let the daily gyrations drive your decisions, then you're going to drive yourself into the loony bin. You'll drive yourself mad eventually. You'll be babbling and talking to yourself eventually if you don't learn to look at the bigger picture and the bigger trends in the market. But as I dove down beneath the market yesterday and I got wet and I swam with the sharks, I took away three things and I showed them to my crew when I got back yesterday. The first one again was gold, Rand Gold, G-O-L-D, which I just featured. The second one was Barrick Gold, ABX, and the third one was Tahoe Resources, a silver stock. So that's a little bit different. They are engaged in the exploration and development of silver, primarily in Guatemala. And of course, Guatemala's in the news these days. Hundreds, thousands of children coming from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to America. I was walking home last night, and right across the street from me is the federal building in my office here in San Diego, and I saw all the news vans, which isn't uncommon. Whenever there's a protest or a rally, that's where they gather, right across the street from where I work. And I was headed home, and I saw a bunch of people dressed in Native American garb, and I'm talking like way back, Aztec, Mayan type stuff, burning incense and giving prayers to the gods and holding up signs that we would let the children in and love the children and show mercy for the children and accept all people into the United States. And no matter what side of the debate you're on, I just want you to know that this is going on. And I saw the groups that are behind it. I saw SEIU union members holding up signs, love the children. And I saw open borders people, and I saw border angels. They're the ones that provide refreshments to the immigrants coming across the border illegally and whatnot. And it's an interesting thing to watch. It's going to come to a head soon. And there seems to be a lot of politics and different forces at work. But here's a company that actually provides jobs down there in Guatemala. They're engaged in the exploration and development of silver properties. Okay, we haven't talked about a silver stock yet. The name of the company is Tahoe Resources. You know, I figured it was somewhere up in Lake Tahoe, and I could go visit them, do a little fishing on Lake Tahoe for those big lake trout, maybe a little skiing in the winter time at some of those great Tahoe ski resorts. Been to Heavenly Valley, that's a nice one. Basic Materials is the group that they are in. Tahoe Resources is market cap of $4 billion, risk profile of aggressive. All of a sudden this thing has stormed in my top 100 stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management as measured by my Best Stocks Now app. Number 85 out of 3,841. This thing has not been around too long. They went public in 2012 at about $10 a share, and today it's $27 a share. Pretty successful IPO, I must say. They're profitable. They've been growing their earnings, and they're expected to make $1.35 next year. At that rate, the stock is currently trading at 20 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 30% per year. It's currently trading at a pretty steep discount to its growth rate, meaning that it passes my valuation test at the current time. The second test that it has to pass is the performance test. It's up 103% in the last 12 months. It's been blowing away the S&P 500. Will it continue? Nobody knows. But it sure has a good head of steam right now, and the valuation is not all that expensive, trading at a discount to earnings, to its growth rate. It's a small cap stock moving towards a mid cap, so it's not like it's a little micro cap company, a junior gold miner. No, it's a mid cap, almost a mid cap, $3.9 billion. I call mid cap $5 billion and above. It's not quite there. The third test is that all-important stock chart. T-A-H-O, Tahoe Resources, had a huge, huge breakout yesterday. That's what caught my eye while I was down diving underneath the market, looking through some of the reefs and whatnot, looking for gold. Instead, I found some silver. T-A-H-O. I have no position in this stock, but it's high up on my list right now, and it's number 85 out of 3,841. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, things change, don't they, in the market? It would be nice if the market went up 75 points every day. Oh, boy, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, if the Dow just went up 75 points? I'll take 50. Does anybody take 40? I'm sure a lot of you would take 40, but the markets bounce around. But if we step back and we look at the big picture, which I'll be doing again this weekend in the newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for a four-week trial. For everybody who says, you know, I just don't want to ride the market down 60-70% like we did in 2000, the markets did in 2000-2001, like the markets did in 2007-2008 during the financial crisis, I make no claims. I make no guarantees. It's all I can do is assess the important indicators every single week, where the asset classes are at any given point in time, where the sectors are, where that five-year chart is of the bull. Because if you would have reacted to every single tumultuous period of time that we've had in the market over the last 5 years, 4 months, you certainly would not have reaped the benefits of a Dow or an S&P that's gone from 660 all the way up to 1600, or all the way up to almost 2000 now. You would have panicked many times along the way, wouldn't you? That's not a good thing, to panic along the way. You have to step back and assess the situation, and 1 or 2 days does not a new trend make. But having said that, it could be a warning that something bigger is brewing. And I reported on Monday of this week, on Tuesday of this week, on Wednesday of this week, that all of a sudden there's been a big bunch of risk that has left this market. The high flyers, all of a sudden, which were starting to take off again, just starting to get off the runway, and boy, they've hit some turbulence and some headwinds, and they've crashed right back down to the earth. And as I look at the reasons from my perspective, yeah, it's been several reasons, but the biggest reason has been the situation in the world right now. And like I say, you know, a lot of people don't know anything beyond Justin Bieber and the Kardashians and the Emmy nominations and the other things that catch the headlines for a lot of people. They never dig down below as to what's going on in Uzbekistan or what's going on in Kiev or what's going on in Jerusalem or what's going on in Tel Aviv, or what's going on in Mosul, or what's going on in Baghdad, or even what's going on in Nogales, Texas. There's a lot of turmoil in the world right now. And the turmoil indicator, the last indicator that finally says, yep, you know what, we see turmoil. The one that finally puts the gauge, the temperature gauge, onto the car into the red, that last grade that you've got to go up before you drop down into Las Vegas, that final temperature gauge is all of a sudden starting to heat up right now. It's the cry uncle point, I call gold, the turmoil indicator. And all of a sudden, the turmoil indicator, which I've had no interest in whatsoever for the last 3 years, and that was a good move, because gold's gone down significantly over the last 3 years, despite all of the efforts of all of the gold bugs and all of the doomsday guys. They just couldn't make gold go up. They tried to start a wave many times. Let's get a wave going. That'll get gold moving. Nothing has gotten gold moving. It's been stuck on that 1,200, 1,300 level, and it's still stuck there, to be honest with you. But the gold stocks sometimes don't always go in lockstep with the commodity gold, and I'm seeing movement in the gold stocks. I mentioned American Barrick. I mentioned Tahoe Resources. I mentioned Rand Gold, G-O-L-D, and I could mention several others that all of a sudden, there was a silver stock too yesterday that I mentioned. I believe it was FGC, First Majestic Silver, which was also taking off. It was like a $2 or $3 stock. But I'm seeing, you know, the turmoil indicator finally starting to budge after 3 years of absolutely going nowhere. And I think you got to sit up and you got to take notice. Do I think you should sell everything and buy gold? No. But do I think it's finally time to look at gold once again and maybe start thinking about adding a little bit to your portfolio? I'll be addressing that this weekend in my newsletter. And I just gave you some examples of stocks that I have my eyes currently on. And of course, you can go to my website and get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. The app is also invaluable during times like this. As the sectors rotate, as the asset classes rotate, as the indexes around the world rotate, absolutely vital to stay on top of it, because we want to know when that 5-year, 4-month-old bull market starts to show some weakness and starts to erode, and we don't want to be in it when it starts to roll over, do we? It could have another year to go. Like I've said, sometimes some have said the market runs in 7-year cycles. If that's the truth, then we have a lot further to go. But we need to keep our eye on it. We need to be very, very vigilant going forward. Now, I don't know who manages your money. I don't know if your guy puts on his wetsuit and his fins and his snorkel and dives down below and swims with the sharks and gets into the caves and the tunnels looking for moray eels or lobsters or even great white sharks in the form of a bear. But that's what I do every single day here. Sometimes I come up with old boots, old tires full of barnacles, and sometimes I come up with some pretty good stuff. And I act accordingly. I'm not an index investor. I'm not willing to ride the market down 60% in an index. And I'm not an asset allocator who spreads everything around so far and wide that you can't make much and you can't lose too much. But that advisor keeps collecting that fee over time as long as he keeps you just barely alive. No, that's not what we try to do here. If you have any interest in our services, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.